MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, January 18, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Today's headlines, Peabody schools are seeing an increase in refugee students. The governor addresses the Commonwealth. And hear from Lynn School Committee member Sean Reed. NST Extra, State Auditor Diana DeZoglio. Sunny near 30, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 4:48 p.m. Peabody schools are seeing an increase in refugee students being housed in the city. Caroline Enos writes in today's Salem News that since September, the schools have seen an increase of 75 students who are living in three hotels on Route 1 through the state's emergency housing program. Governor Maura Healey delivered her State of the Commonwealth address last night, stating that she was looking to increase funding for roadways, schools, climate, and energy technologies. She also noted some of her accomplishments in the past year.
We expanded access to affordable health care. We paid off student loans for thousands of frontline health care workers. We increased financial aid to make state colleges and universities more affordable to our smart, hardworking Massachusetts students. This is what our work is supposed to be about, bringing help and bringing hope to those that we serve. Now, I still think of the grieving families I met at the Veterans Home in Holyoke. They lost loved ones to COVID in the cruelest way possible. So after one of the worst chapters in our state's history, we were determined to do right by our heroes. The legislature provided a plan and funding. The congressional delegation delivered. And we appointed our first ever cabinet-level Secretary of Veterans Services, U.S. Army Reserves Major John Santiago, to get the job done.
That's Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey. The cleanup is continuing this week from last weekend's storm that hit the Salem Willows particularly hard. Dustin Luca reports today in the Salem News that one house is considered uninhabitable after high levels of ocean water flooded the neighborhood. Some residents who have lived in the area for 70 years said they've never seen conditions this bad before. State Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr has been tabbed to co-chair the Massachusetts Food Systems Caucus. The Salem News reports that Tarr has a record of supporting food systems, lobstering, and commercial fisheries. Tarr serves the Cape Ann area and hopes to encourage production of even more localized food. Back in the November election, Sean Reed was the top vote-getter in the Lynn School Committee race. This week, Reed was a guest with Attorney James Kerrigan on the Lynn TV program The American Dream. Reed was asked about the top priorities for this current Lynn School Committee.
Like I said, I think school construction is a big one. We're doing some shifting around and trying to maximize every inch that we have in our schools. So, that's probably the number one priorities, or, you know, up there. Obviously, school violence, youth violence and school safety are our top priority right now because of all the unfortunate events that we have.
Police officers in there, sir.
Yep, we call them school resource officers. The middle school and the high school. So class school still doesn't have a permanent one, but I think that the mayor and the chief and everyone else is working hard behind the scenes to make that happen. I believe it was in the school committee budget from last year, so I feel good about that. But also,
it's a great position.
Yeah, no, I think it's another. It's
the
another.
The kids liked it. I mean, everybody liked it.
And it's another voice, another trusted adult that kids can go to.
Right.
And there's also, I think the mayor's working on, and or the city is working on generally, having a more educational component to the SRO, including game prevention curriculums and things like that. So even expanding that role a bit to be also an educator.
Reed is one of Senator Brendan Crichton's top aides at his statehouse office in Boston, and although November's election was his first as a candidate, he's learned a lot from working with Senator Crichton.
I mean, the thing that Brendan has taught me more than anything work for him is he's a collaborator, right? There's many times where I've been working on something and I've forgot to include input from someone and he's, you know, gotten upset with me. So that's a good thing, you know, and now it's kind of ingrained in my brain to make sure that anyone who's relevant to the conversation is in it and that it's, you know, it's not, you don't just listen to it, you actually think about it.
That's Lynn School Committee member Sean Reed on The American Dream. That can be viewed on lynntv.org. Lynn's Waterfront Harbor Park got approval from the Conservation Commission for a 40-foot stairway at the park. Anthony Camilleri reports in today's item that the permit marks a momentous step toward the city's creation of the 33-acre recreation space off the Linway on the waterfront. Whittier Tech School Superintendent Maureen Lynch and the school committee have shared a series of videos that spotlight the proposed building project for a new Whittier Tech school building. The Salem News reports that videos show the condition of the current building as well as the value of having a new building. We have a link to the Whittier webpage just below today's podcast. The 11 cities and towns vote on the project on Tuesday. Coming up later, hear from State Auditor Diana DeZoglio on North Shore Extra. But first, Bill Newell on sports is next.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute, cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved-out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are two or three and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the Exobath banner at the top of our website.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Celtics beat the Spurs last night, 117-108. The Bruins were off last night. They'll return to action tonight when they'll play host to the Avalanche. The puck drop at 7 at the Garden. Patriots owner Robert Kraft introduced the team's new head coach yesterday.
It's been nearly a quarter of a century since we announced a new head coach. And today I'm happy to welcome you all here as we introduce the 15th head coach of the New England Patriots, Gerard Mayo.
As for the former player, Gerard Mayo, he is not Bill Belichick.
One thing I learned from coaches and from Thunder is about just surrounding yourself with good people, right? Surround yourself with good people. Now, as far as our staff and things like that, we're going to be good. We're going to be a lot better. Now, Bill always says this, managing expectations. For me, I'm not trying to be Bill. I'm not trying to be Bill. I think that Bill is his own man. If you can't tell by now, I'm a little bit different even up here. But what I will say is, you know, the more I think about, like, the lessons that I've taken from Bill, hard work works. Right, hard work works.
New Patriots head coach Gerard Mayo. A little spotlight today on the Beverly boys and girls basketball teams. Boys coach Matt Karakoudis, after a 1-5 start, now finds his team at 5-5, winners of four straight games.
Knowing the schedule and knowing the inexperience we had, I could kind of see that and believe it if somebody told me that was going to be the case. But we've really hung together. The kids are practicing hard. We're getting better every day. And I told the guys, we just got to keep, you know, chugging, keep playing hard, keep practicing, stay focused. And now we've been able to even it up at 5-5, and hopefully we're on our way to the tournament.
The Beverly girls basketball team is 6-3. They're very young. Their coach, Seth Stanchel.
I had some games where I thought maybe we haven't played our best. You know, I thought our first game against Marblehead, I didn't do a good enough job getting us ready. I thought when we went to Masco a few Fridays ago, they kind of took it to us, and I don't think we responded the best way. So, you know, that was a little bit of our inconsistencies, but we, you know, went on the road against Georgetown in a tough place to play, and we were able to pull out a win there. So I was really proud of the girls on that one. And then we played what I think is a really good North Reading team in their tournament, and we were able to pull out a win there too. So, you know, we got two sides to it where there's some games where I think we're really playing well, and there's other games where I need to do a better job of getting us ready to go because we just haven't, you know, played the way that we're capable of playing.
Both the Beverly boys and girls teams will match up against Marblehead on Friday. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore, the area's only daily news and sports podcast. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Thursday, everybody, and stay tuned next for North Shore Today Extra.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.
This is North Shore Today Extra, and today we continue with a series of extended clips with State Auditor Diana DeZoglio. Her department or office has an investigative unit. They're working on welfare fraud as well as health care fraud. State Auditor Diana DeZoglio.
Well, our office actually has a Bureau of Special Investigations within the Office of the State Auditor. And what our Bureau of Special Investigations, for short, we call it BSI, what BSI does is they work to root out waste, fraud, and abuse in government programs that provide assistance to families in need to make sure that people aren't abused programs that the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, you the taxpayers, provide to residents who truly are in need, who truly do need that hand up. And we look at the different programs, we look at how they're operating, how they're functioning, but this particular unit in my office does do special investigations regarding instances of fraud where there are alleged fraud cases, alleged cases where, you know, people are, in contact with their office, potential abuse that they may have seen occurring, and they want to report it to our office. So if you go to our website, you're actually able to report potential abuse of a taxpayer-funded government program. And if you believe something and abusing a government program, you know, we do all us know that that's occurring. And then our Bureau of Special Investigations matter to make sure that our government programs are helping people who are truly in need, those who need the services, who need the programs, and that we are not wasting our taxpayer dollars on folks who choose to abuse the programs that are set up to help families who are truly in need. So we did find several million dollars this year, and I know that Bill's going to put the link up on the website for anybody who wants to look at the full report. But we did find several million dollars in instances of waste, fraud, and abuse. And what happens is when we identify those instances of fraud, we do refer them back to those agencies for which the fraud was committed under or with, and make recommendations and work with them to make sure that those dollars are hopefully recovered and justice. Doing great work in our Bureau of Special Investigations. We have worked to uncover a tremendous amount of waste, fraud, and abuse. And the more money that we save if we, you know, stop that waste, fraud, and abuse from occurring, the more dollars that can be used for programs that we truly need in our communities, our education programs, our transportation programs, making sure that we can fund our local community centers.
All right. You know, the best thing I heard so far, Diana, today is that BSI, you've got the initials. That sounds great. Could be a TV show down the road here, I think, right?
The Bureau of Special Investigations in the Auditor's Office.
Yeah, okay.
Popular show on HBO or something.
Yeah, there you go. You've been listening to an extended clip with State Auditor Diana DeZoglio. Her entire interview on our website can be found on our website, MSONewsSports.com. Again, this is North Shore Today Extra, extended audio clips with North Shore newsmakers.
Wow.